Fun Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today's special guest is Jiffy. What? Hello. Say hello, Jiffy.
Hi, how's it going?
Please introduce yourself to the world.
Hi, I'm Jiffy Marks. I play in the bands Autogram and Night Court. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, amazing. Okay, and tell me about your bandmates, because there's actually four of you.
There is now four of us. Originally, there was only three. Originally, it was CC Voltage, Jiffy Marks, and The Silo. But we have, on this new record that just came out, added Lars von Seattle from Seattle.
Amazing. And how do you know Vaughn's from Seattle?
Autogram had toured with a band from Seattle called Bread and Butter, and their guitarist Lars was sort of a friend of some of ours, or I think a friend of CC's before then, and then we all became friends with him. And when we decided we needed an extra person, his was one of the first names that came up, and the rest is, as they say, history.
Amazing. And CC was actually supposed to come today.
That's right. But he had an emergency strata meeting.
Yes.
I'm kind of dying to know what that was all about. But I also feel bad for him, because that sounds terrible. I wouldn't want to know. Wouldn't want to be in his shoes, but I am very curious as to what's happening.
Okay. And we're going to hear some Autogram right now. Tell me about this first song called Born Losers.
This is the latest and last single off our new album, Music That Humans Can Play, that came out on Stomp in Canada and Beluga Records in Europe. It came out a week ago. And this song is sort of a positive spin on the current state of the world, and also just like, the whole record sort of has like be yourself and, you know, try to make the best of things sort of spin. So this is another one of those that kind of has that sentiment.
That's right. So make the best of it, Chad. We miss you. We wish you were here. All right. But next time, yes. Here's Born Losers on CJSF.
Let's us win.
That's an awesome video. If you guys ever check it out, go to YouTube and check out Autogram with two M's at the end, Born Losers. You're going to see a Sasquatch. And they actually took the video where?
Sasquatch Mountain Resort, which is outside of Mission, BC. I'm not exactly sure what the area is called. It does have a name. I don't know it off the top of my head.
Oh, amazing.
It's a cool resort, though. I would highly recommend checking it out.
Yeah, and I was asking earlier about if you guys all skied, and I see in that video everyone is skiing fine, but...
But none of us had skied in 20 years, so yeah. it was a little nerve-wracking to think about it at going into it. We all had to like rent gear and then basically relearn to ski. But it's, as they say, kind of like riding a bike. I guess you don't forget.
Amazing. Okay, and we're going to talk about, let's talk about your upcoming show first, just so I don't forget it. December 14th at Red Gate.
That's right.
Yeah. Are you guys playing with anyone?
We are. We're playing with our friends, the Transmitters, who have only played a couple times since the pandemic, so that's always a treat to see them. And then also Ashley Shadow, who are also friends of ours.
Amazing. Okay, and your wife is also a musician. Please tell me about her.
My wife, her name is Jenny, and she plays in a band called K-Car. And they're a great local band who you should check out.
Yes, and we're going to play one of their songs called Lucky Penny. Tell me about this song.
I think this song was written for my wife by the singer-songwriter Fiona. And aside from that, I'm not sure. I think the sentiment of the song is like that she's sort of a lucky charm. So she is a lucky girl and also brings luck to other people.
Here's K-Car on CJSF. Okay, so I just discovered that she owns a store on Commercial Drive. Tell me about it, Jiffy.
Yes, Jenny is part owner of The Only on Commercial Drive. It's a vintage store on Commercial and First. And tomorrow, they are actually opening their second store, which is on Davy Street. I don't know the address off the top of my head, but if you go to The Only's social media, I'm sure it's on there. It's a huge new store opening tomorrow, I think at 11, and get in there before it's picked over.
Amazing. Okay, and you're also in another band called Night Court. Tell me about it.
Night Court's been going since the pandemic. It started as just kind of a side recording like a recording side project with my best friend Dave. And then once things started to open up, we got ourselves a drummer in our bandmate Emilor, and we have toured and put out a whole bunch of stuff, a couple tapes and CD and an LP and a 7-inch, and we have continued to record more stuff, and we're getting ready to send out demos and, yeah, plan 2 shows next week. Yeah, we're a busy band, so.
Awesome.
That's us.
Yes, here's Bride of Frankenstein. And that was Bride of Frankenstein with Night Court with an exclamation mark. Boop. All right. So tell me about those dates and where the show's happening.
All right. We are playing in 1 week's time. Night Court is playing with Tommy and the Commies from Sudbury at the Black Lab. And that is, yes, Thursday. And then Friday, the day after, which I realize is kind of silly, but we are playing another show with the Angry Snowmen from Victoria, which is a Christmas-themed punk band, and that show is at the Waldorf.
Amazing. And are you guys going to play any Christmas songs?
We aren't, but they do a whole set of Christmas songs. And then 2 weeks from today is the Autogram show at the Red Gate.
Yes, busy, busy, busy. All right, and tell me about CC Voltage, because we're going to play his song Bummer Party. How did you guys meet back in the day?
CC and I have known each other since we were teenagers. We both played in hardcore and punk bands and kind of met each other through that, but also when we realized that we were both into skateboarding, we just kind of became friends and have stayed friends over the years. And this is the first time we played in a band together, but actually the guitar player from Night Court, Dave, played guitar in CeCe's old band, the Spitfires, who were around for years. So that sort of ties in there too.
Here's Bummer Party on CJSF. Bummer.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just found out that CC and Jiffy here, they met during skateboarding, right? Or you guys just knew each other from high school?
Yeah, we kind of knew each other through music when we were teenagers. But when we realized we both were into skateboarding, that's kind of how we became friends.
Right, yeah. So who's the better skateboarder?
He definitely was when we met.
Yeah.
But he doesn't really skate anymore. So I would have to say by default that I'm better than him now.
Awesome. And you guys could do some tricks?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Wow. Like, name some of the tricks you guys could do.
Oh, I mean, there's a thing in skateboarding where you tell somebody to name three tricks. Is that what you're doing?
Right.
You're
okay.
Telling me to name three tricks?
Yeah, name three tricks you could do, yeah.
All right. Lip slide. Lean to tail and spine transfer. I don't know. This is completely off the top of my head. So that wasn't exactly very cool examples, but there's three tricks.
Amazing, amazing. Okay, and we're going to hear more from Jiffy after the break.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Yeah, yeah, that was Todd McCluskey from Blurred Crusade. All right, so we're going to play another Autogram song. Tell me about this one called Hey Allie.
Hey Allie was one of the songs that CeCe wrote, and it isn't one of the advanced singles, so it is, of course, now available with the rest of the album, but I just thought it would be a fun song to play since it's one that hasn't had a lot of airtime yet, but it was definitely one of the band's favorite songs, and I don't know. We'll have to see. We haven't played any of the songs from the new album live yet, so we'll have to see what ends up being the new favorites.
Yes, and I am hearing the synth in the beginning, so that's pretty cool. Here we go.
Favorite LP records, black and blue.
Gimme Gimme Always Gets What. So that was Lana from Lana Lose with the Get Arounds, I Want Something More.
Okay. Very cool.
Yes. And we're going to play some more female artists here on CJSF because that's what who we love to promote. Tell me about Ashley Shadow.
Ashley Shadow is sort of related to us by 2 degrees of separation. The Silo, our drummer, plays in Lightning Dust and used to play in Black Mountain with Amber Weber. And Ashley Weber from Ashley Shadow is Amber Weber's twin sister.
What? Twin sisters? And do they look alike?
They, my daughter used to not be able to tell them apart, but I can definitely tell them apart. I've known them for about 20 years, though, so that's fair. But yeah, some people, apparently, I mean, they're identical. So
amazing. Okay, here's Ashley Shadow with For Love.
Very cool.